podcast, this is like episode, I don't know what the episode number is. You know what? Okay, I'm fine. You want to know what the episode number is. I'm going to run over here. I'm going to go over here and you see clicky click. Oh, there you are. Did you click? Zingo. Episode 106. Okay, for those of you in Reed Rapids that just absolutely had to know the number. If I'm going to say that it's a podcast episode, how do you know? We want to know the number. Okay, there you go. You have the number. It's 106. This is of 3.0. That was the first podcast, and then there was the second that got older. How many years have we been doing this, George? We're looking at, are we looking at 4 or 5 years regular? Okay, this is my weekly announcement podcast. I talk about my life and the projects I have going on, and you get updates. This might bore you. You might be more interested in the Taiwan special if you want. Stick to the issues. This is kind of like the open talk thing. I know. People keep bugging me. Jesse, you need to do interviews. You need to do interviews. Okay. I'll get to the interviews. I'm still polishing the wax on the little computer software project I had last week. Yes, China's air has been here all week, and I've sounded like this all week. And it's gone now, but I'm still irritated. My throat is, anyway. excuse me. Okay, what was... Oh, yeah, I'm still polishing the wax on a little computer software thing I did last week. I'd like to get that all ready and out on the lot with the price sticker on it. And then the other thing I started this week, I've got the formats done. It's just a matter of doing the busy work. I'm taking my syndicated writing, my regular syndicated writing, and I'm putting them into books. There's three of them. From Asia with Love. These are going to be paperback books via print-on-demand you'll be able to get. Now, if you want to read what's up to date, you've got to subscribe at fromasiawithlove.net. Hurry up and get it before I pull the $10 a year subscription, and the best thing you can get is the $3 a month subscription, which I might even up that. Yeah, but that puts them out early, and then after a time I'm going to yank them, and you'll have to pay money for the paper-bound book to get them. I might do ebooks, no promises. Let's see. And then the Pacific Daily Times writings, the editorials there. I'm going to put those in. I mean, they're editorials. A printed version of them might not be a bad thing. So those will be in print. I'll wrap them up into years, and then also the point by year. So From Asia with Love will be in. I think I'll do them in quarters, like 90, 91 or so. Yeah. That's how I will do them. Yeah. Okay, that's what I did this week. Is there anything else to talk about? Is there anything else to talk about? I don't want to bore you. I'm not sure if there's anything else to talk about. I finished up product management. I've done. There's this online Udemy course with product management, and I've been taking that course, and I'm all but finished. I just have to watch two interviews, but the book work and everything's done. I'm going through the bonus materials, but I've completed the quiz and educational part of it. Interesting stuff, product management. The thing is, though, see, that course was designed for people trying to get a job in product management, and I noticed. There's two things about this. One, I'm not looking for a job in product management. I just want to know what product management is. Usually, here's Jesse's backwards way of living, or maybe Jesse's rightwards or frontwards way of thinking, because everyone else is backwards. Or, well, not you. Let me just start this over again. But Jesse's different from other people way of thinking. Different from other people's way of thinking. How do I say? Okay. let's start this over. In Jesse's thinking, okay, I'm not taking the get a job in product management class in order to get a job in product management. Of course not. Why would I do that? Why would Jesse take the get a job in product management class to get a job in product management? I mean, that wouldn't make sense. I mean, why would Jesse do that? Right. Jesse took, and it's always fun to speak of yourself in the third person. Jesse took the get a job in product management class in order to understand the job of product management. Right? I mean, Jesse getting a job? No way. I'm unemployable. I do the self-employed business creator inventor thing. So one of the things that I noticed, see, product management is all about learning various skills, marketing, research, database, like working with data. And SQL is the big one. Design skills, customer experience skill, user experience skill. User experience is like, how should the app software flow? Where should the button be on the CD player? Sony, in about 1997, Philips Magnavox had the CD player with a great big fat button right on the top of it. It was a portable CD player. Big fat button. And that was a button. And the other CD players had like play, pause, stop, go. It just had one. It had some buttons on the side for advance and stuff. But it did a big fat button for play and stop and stuff. And that was it. I think stop and pause were the same thing. I think if you stop, it just made everything ultra simple. Where should stuff go for the user to be able to work it correctly without having to have a learning curve? You shouldn't have to get a PhD to know how to use the remote control. So how do you do that? Well, that's a UX or user experience question. So a product manager, usually it's intended for software. In modern context, you can't study it in college, at least not now. And if you ever can, it's a scam because it's always changing. So it's like one of those industry experience specific things you've got to understand. You need to know how to draw like a wire. They call it wireframes, but it's the same thing as like a storyboard, like a film director will take a pen and draw out his idea for how he wants the scene to play out. So you got to do pen and paper and draw your idea, pencil, paper, whatever. And then you need to know how to work with data. You need to know what user experience needs to be. You need to know how money and revenue stuff goes. You need to know what assumptions you're making about consumers and customers and users and so forth. You need to know what assumptions you're making about them and not assume. And then everything you test. And, you know, you need to know how computer code works, maybe manufacturing, if there's any of that that's relevant, so that you know what can be done and how all these things work together, so you're not the idiot in the store. Why can't you just take 5 minutes to make a button that puts us all on the moon? Why is that hard? You know, you don't want to be that guy. Unfortunately, most people are that guy. Yeah. So usually product management, PM, is about taking these different skills and putting them together. Not for Jesse. No. For Jesse, product management is the skill that Jesse's assimilating into the array of other skills beyond all of that that Jesse's amassing. So Jesse's, I'm the JM, the Jesse manager. No. As in like, I'm Jesse and manager. It's like a hyphen. It's not the Jesse, the manager of Jesse. We're not going to get Admiral Kelly here trying to micromanage Trump and fix him and writing the essay to the New York Times secretly, theoretically. I'm sorry. I coughed something. It sounded intelligible, but it wasn't. No. I don't need to explain that to them. No, the people in Reed Rapids are going to have to just deal with it. I'm not going to explain to them that no one's going to manage me. It's Jesse's style management. See, is there anything else on this blank paper here that needs to... No, I think... Oh, you saw the other side of my blank paper. Dear, I got to get going before this gets any worse. See you next week.